Yeah, that's just another expensive hobby I don't need to get into. Mine has, I think mine does something with GPS. I know that before I take off with it, you know, I got to put it vertical and I got to spin around. You know, I got to do a 360, then I got to put it horizontal and do another 360 to get its GPS position. And then, but it's got follow me mode on it where as long as my phone is online, it'll follow me wherever I go, you know, for as long as the battery life is. Like I said, I really haven't taken it outside of a certain radius, more left my backyard. But I've gotten up, you know, like I said, 100, 150 feet with it. And, you know, flew it around the neighborhood a little bit. Like I said, I'm still messing with it. But living in Memphis, I got telephone lines and power lines in the front and the backyard. You know, it's all grass, so it needs a nice solid landing surface so that, you know, the blades get, you know, turns the grass down and eats it up into the blades. So I don't want to do that. And, you know, but I brought it up above the big cherry tree and spun it around, took a picture of the city water tower and the fire department and stuff like that, and got some pretty good pictures on it. So that's about it. I said, besides that, just my ham radio is my other hobby. I don't have time for anything else. And like I said, I'm sitting out here on my DMR radio using analog. But when I go home, I made 26 contacts in 6 or 7 different countries on TG91 over the past week. So I'm really enjoying that open spot that Sean sent me.